Okay, we are holding now in Kuf Chaf Dalid. We are going to start with Sif Vav. V'ya'anu Amen Acher Kol Bracha. One should listen to the Chasaras Hashat, should say Amen after each bracha. Bein Osam Sheyotzi De Tefila. Not those who you're Yotzi with. Bein Osam Shelo Yotzi, even those you're not being Yotzi with. And have intention, be concentrating as to what you're answering Amen to. Shechavim Libo MSC. That what I'm saying Amen means this is true. I'm strengthening this. I agree, it's true what the person just said, and that's the extent of my amen. Just at one point, I mentioned yesterday's shir, it's actually quoted here in the Shar HaTzion in Chaf Dalad, about answering Baruch Uvruch Shemo, so the Gro did not. He brings here, if you look, Umitam ze yesh Nimnam Lomir Baruch Uvruch Shemo, to Amen Chomer Menu, Ayin B'Maisirav. Okay, well, there's really two reasons why the. Perhaps either was, if you're going to say Baruch Uvruch Shemo, you're going to miss the Amen from the Varich, or ultimately it could be a Hefsek. So I think the Briskers, they don't answer Amen. I'm sorry, they don't answer Amen, they don't say say Baruch Uvruch Shemo. Okay, that was just a carryover. Now, starting with the Mishnah Berurah and Chav Gimel, Shlo Yotzu, even if it's a bracha that you're not going to be yotzi with, Roitzel means like this, Afal pi sheheim yotzim achsha b'tfilas hashatz, even though you're being yotzi through the brachos right now, shatz, enim ka'onim omein achir brachos atzman. It's like you're saying omein to your own bracha. Shara mikol makom, heim enim oimrim klum ela shomi. You're not really saying anything, you're just answering the bracha itself. Chavdal b'kavon, you have intention. Ein b'chai odom klavov, shakosi writes over there, di'chavein ba'anias amen gam alma sh'omer ha'mavorech baruch ato Hashem, dahainu, sh'omer ha'shatz baruch ato Hashem, mogin Avraham, yechavein oines amen, you have in mind, you're saying amen to this, amen, shihiyeh mavorech shem Hashem, shahai mogin Avraham. Hashem's name should be blessed. He is the shield of Avram. V'chai gav n'mechol bracha. So you believe in what each, the chasim of each and every bracha, that's what you're saying amen to, you have kavana. MSE, that's what amen means, I believe this. V'zeh birkas hodo'o. This is a bracha, we know there's three categories. There's birkas shevech hodo'o, there's birkas ha-mitzvah, there's birkas nenin. So this is the bracha of hodo'o, of saying things. Kigon, baruch ha-sh'omer, shtabach, these are also, you know, the same types of, in that category, v'gal Yisroel, v'chai gavna, all these are brachos of giving thanks to Hashem, ava b'tefila tzarech sheyechavein emesi. This is true. Gam ani mispalel sheyeratzon sheyekuyam dover zeh. I also want this to happen. Kigon bebirkas atachonin, shebikesh mispalel chanein me'itcha, you should, you know, give us insight. Baruch atah Hashem chonin hadas, you're the one who gives us knowledge. Yechav, you have intention. Emes shehu chonin das. It's true that all intelligence comes from you. V'hi ratzon, like a future request, shechonin lanu gam kein das. You should give us insight. V'chai gavne, all these like future tense. B'chol habrachos, all the brachos you make. U'v'kaddish, which is a little bit different. Tzarech lechavein al ha'osi levad. Only on the future. She amru dvarov mashehu mevakish. She is galim alchuso ba'agola speedily uvizman karov quickly in our days. The ikar ha'inyim bevada yukuyim lebesoif. That they were here by the kaddish. The kavanah is a little bit different. We wanted to happen speedily. Kemosh kosu bayoyimahu yeh Hashem echad. That we say by the aleinu. We want Hashem's name to be one. That's what we're davening for. Kosov a prima godem b'simen nun aleph de ha'oine amen achim birkas hamachazir. When you're saying amen to this bracha, lo yomer b'yachad amen modin. Don't say it quickly and then go straight into modin. You have to pause in between, right? Amen, stop. Amen modim anachin loch ki amen koi al ha'bracha kenal. That's going on the previous part. O modim hu inyim b'fnei atzman. It's a separate topic. It's the next thing. Raksh yishe. You should pause ma'at a little bit. Achat tevas amen. So be amen. Modim anachin loch. That's how one should conduct themselves. Mishin is damein lo la'onos amein al shtei dvarim. If it happened that a person has the opportunity to say amein to two separate things, onos shtei ameinim ze achasei. You say amein, amein. V'yechavim b'chol amein. You have in mind in each one es ha'inyan mashu one. I'm saying amein to your bracha and I'm saying amein to a different bracha. U'tfei adif, but it's a little bit better to lomar as follows. Say amein v'amein. And in the Dirshu 46 discusses ach lo kosav kan shomer rak amen echad al shnehem amnon la'el earlier in simin samach aleph kosav shi'itochin she amen echad yale l'shnehem ela she im omer amen v'amen adif yoser chush amen tefiloso baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen v'shemei bracha hora chazon ish she'ein ze moye leichashiv gam kanias amin al habracha shishama. Right, you have the same thing like in by sometimes in Pesukei Dezimra, you have the word amen, and so maybe you're making a bracha. Says no, that doesn't count. Yeah, that's like part of the tefillah. Okay, that starts Zion. Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shah sheshliach tibur choyzer atfila. One should not talk while they during the chazoras hashatz. V'imsach and the person does who choyte v'gadol avonam in the soa v'gorimbo. This is a tremendously terrible thing, and one should rebuke such a person. Adds the Ramah, v'ilamed bonov haketanim shianu amen. One should educate their children from the time that they're very young to come to shul and answer amen. Ki miyad shehatinok oine amen, because once the time that a child answers amen, yesh lo chelik la'olam habo, he gets a portion of the world to come. So now the Mishnah Berurah in Chavav talks about Bishap, that when during the time of the Chazor Sashatz, Roitz Elam, it means, afili im yirtze li zahir b'soif ko brocha lechavin anos amen, even if you'll talk, but you'll still have in mind, I'll get in my amens, kosu b'shla ra'isi me'acharedim ha'dvar Hashem, I saw people who take religion very seriously. Shemesimin hasidro befnehem. They put the siddur down in front of them. Mishas hachazoras hatfilo. While during one of the chazans repeating, ve'enehem velibam sham. And their hearts and their eyes are there. Shlo yirachutz. They don't look around. They're not certainly on their phones, anything like that. Va'oz mechavin al kol mila v'mila. They have intention for each and every word that is being said. If you look in 47, kamosha kosav la'il. Shetzefila b'toch sidur mo'ila l'kavona, by davening from a sidur helps. Saim shakol toli eich shemargish ba'atzmo ve'eza oifin mechuvan yoser re'eod ma shekosam v'sham. Again, the idea that looking into the sidur during chasam shatz will help a person keep them focused. Then he writes a very strong language. It's too heavy of a sin to carry. Chavzayin minsoa kos ve'eli rab b'shem hakobo. Oy la anoshim, woe to those men shemasichim be'esa tefillah who talk during the davening. Ki ra'inu kama be'esa kineses nechrevu b'shvil avonze. Unfortunately, rachmon l'shem, we see many shuls destroyed because of this. Yesh lemanos anoshim yeduim lahashgiach alze. One should appoint people, deputize them to make sure that there is decorum in the shul. Chavches ketanim, you bring them. Tzarech sheyachanchem, you have to educate them. Sheyamdu be'em of yira, that shul is not a place for joking around. It's a place of seriousness. Haketanim biyoser, little kids. Haratzim v'shavim be'beis haknesses b'schoik. They jumping and they're playing. They, again, it's not their fault. They don't understand. There's no difference in their minds between the playground and the shul. Samuta shelo l'havim. It's better not to bring them. If a child doesn't understand, you should not bring them into the shul. The hergel naaseh teva, because this habit of just, you know, this is what I do in shul, this is my playground, that will become their second nature, and they'll grow up to be that way. V'gam, and also, she matridim l'hatzibur b'tfilosim, that they destroy other people's kavanas, they distract other people. Not a good thing. Mavad kol ze besides this nochel la'av la mevi ketanim ke'ila beisa kinesis lahashgiach al bigdehem v'sandalehem im heim nekim. You have to look at their shoes and you have to look at their clothing to make sure they're you know, don't have any tzo on them. Kadesh lo lahachshu bazeh lemispalim betoch dal amoseihem, because if there is tzo, then the person can't daven the dal amos of it. Finally, obsim and pei aleph mishne bura sif katan gimel. Again, importance about again, we want to bring our kids to shul. We want them to make feel warm and comfortable and welcome in the shul. But there is an age for it. It's not anything goes. Okay, chaf. No, I'm sorry. What am I saying? Or the ches. Yeah. Lo yane amen chatufa. You shouldn't say like, it's like a grab, a quick amen. Dahin, what does that mean? Ki ilu ha'alef nekuda b'chataf. Like an aleph, a quick off. You can claim. V'chein simile shlo lachtof limahir la'anos oso koidim she'esayim ha'brocha. You shouldn't say amen before the brocha is concluded. V'chein and also lo yane amen chatufa. A cut off amen. Dahinu she'mechaser kriyas ha'nun. You don't say the nun, you're saying ama. Right? They don't get the... You don't get the nun sounding. You can't hear it. Vegam lo yafsig beemtza mila. You shouldn't stop in the middle of it. Lo yane amen yisom. You shouldn't say an orphaned amen. Dahin, what does that mean? Shehu chaya bebracha achas. It's so distant from the bracha. You can't tell who its father is, who its parents are, which bracha that amen is going on. If a shliach tzibur is making a bracha and you didn't hear it, Even though you know where they're up to because you heard the last previous bracha in the Chazaras Hashatz, since you didn't hear it, lo yana acharav amen, says the Mechaber, not to answer amen since you didn't hear it, to have amen yisoma, because that's like saying amen to a bracha that you didn't hear. The Ramah now argues and says, no, yesh machmirim dafila ene mechuyev ba'oso bracha lo yana amen, if you're not mechuyev not to answer amen, im ene yadeh ba'eza bracha kaya shlich tzim, unless you know what bracha is going on. Dezeh nami mikre amen yisoma. Okay, the Tash Bates. Lo yantin im anias ha'amen. You shouldn't wait in this. Ela miyad kishekila habracha. As soon as the bracha has concluded, yane amen. You should answer amen, according to Avudraham. Lo yane amen kitzar. Now see a cut one. Ela arucha. It should be a little bit longer. Kitzas kadesh yucha loimer keo melech ne'amon. The amount of time we say to those, that's the Rosh Hashanah for amen. So that's how long the amen should take to say. Lo yarich bo yoyis midai. You shouldn't make it too long. Lefi she'ein kriyas hateva nishmas kishemarich yoyser midai. Sometimes you stretch out a word so long you can't tell what the actual word is. Okay, so now lots to talk about here. Chaf tes in the Mishnah Berurah. Chataf pirush b'shva. If you put a shva underneath the aleph, v'hu hadin shlo yomar amen b'shar nekudos. You can put any other nekudos underneath the aleph, b'shurak u'main or o'main, anything like that. Haigavna, this is not the proper way of the words. Why not? Ki b'chol zeh, if you change the nekudos, ein mashmos perusha loshen amonos devarim. It's not as if you're saying that this is true, like the word emes. Ela yikra ha'aleph b'kametz godo. O'main, right, or u'main, fine. Kodim. She said, we shouldn't say it before they finishes. Wrote Salom, this means, Shiyantin an Shisayim Hashatz kol hatev hachon legamri. You have to wait till he actually finishes the word. This happens, unfortunately, very frequently, where he sleeps out and people just, you know, don't wait for him, the chazan, to finish the word, and they already have started answering amen. Yeshanash mishamaschilin la'anos ba'ocha shatz oimid adayim b'chatzi teva achrona v'zeh osir. So I have to be careful about that. Try to be sensitive and make sure you wait till the chazan finishes before saying the word amen. Okay, shuchayev das mechaber davke im roitzel atzeis be'ez bracha shehu chayev. This is talking if you want to be yotzei the bracha. Kigon shroitzel atzeis yedei tefila the kiddush kahigavna avim eino chayev. If you're not chayev, kigon shekavar his palal atzma. You've already davened now. You're just listening to his chazar sashatz. After mitzvah lechol adam lishmo chazar sashatz. Really, it's a mitzvah to listen to this. Mikom makom nevertheless eino lav chiyuv ba'atz miyus habracha. Right in the middle of the bracha itself. V'chol shekein im ha'amen hu mistam bracha brachos da'alma, if it's just on regular bracha, mutl l'dasa mechab l'anos af shehu eini yodea al eze bracha hu oine. You could answer amen if you don't know what he's up to. Rak sheshama me'acherim she'onim, but you hear other people answering amen, so then you say it all. V'rama b'hagoa poling v'oser. The Rama is going to be arguing on this. Afil b'chol brachos, for all brachos, im eini yodea al eze bracha hu oine. So that's going to be the machlokas which we hinted at between the mechaber and the Rama. Even though you know which one it's up to be in here, kigon shehumaki lefi seid habrachos. You heard what the previous bracha is, so now I know what the next one is. O shechiser mishmo rak soif habracha. You didn't hear the end part of it. So lamed gimel says now this is quoting from the Ramah on the Chumra. Im eini yodeh, if you don't know, ve'im yodeh al eze bracha hu oine mutter la'anos b'chol habrachos afil b'chazor sashatz. Kimit shekavar his pala ve'ene mechuyah be'etzim habracha. You already daven, you don't need to be yotzei through this. Ve'yesh me'achronim shemachmirin b'chazor sashatz. There's some restrict when it comes to this. Usvirlo, in their opinion, is the mikaven de tikun rabbonon sheyachzor shlichzi be'hatzefila afilu kulum his palu. We're doing a chazar sashatz even though everybody has already davened ke'ilu av if mechuyavim ba'oso bracha krinan lahu. That's like you have a chiyuv to do this. Ve'ein lahem la'anos afili yodeh be'ez bracha kai hashatz. Therefore, if you didn't hear it, even though you know what she's up to, but you didn't hear it, you cannot do it. Im lo shalom misim abracha mishatz gufa. So that's the machlokas here that the Mishnah is speaking out between the mechaber and the Ramah. Ve'ish lechush lezeh lechatchila. Really, one should try to, you know, be careful for this. Lizahar lishma kol bracha birchos shmona esrei mpishli shatz gufa. Vegan belovach. Let's say you didn't mitzvah lechavin lishma brachos shatz kidleel besimf dalid ava bidiyevid. Okay, that was lechatchila. You hear it. Afili im lo shama, but you didn't hear. So now what do you do? Rak sheyoda eze bracha mishmona esrei misayim shatz. You know where he's up to, but you didn't hear it. Ya'ane amen. So the Mishnah Berurah is machria between this machlokus, and he says you should answer amen. Kevin shigavar his pala ba'atzmos. Instead, like speaking, you already have davened. Okay, Lamedal, you should answer immediately when as soon as the bracha is over. V'toch k'dei diber k'diber dami. V'shir toch k'dei diber hu machloikis haposkim, the shach and the taz. Right, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem Rebbe. Okay, shalom aleichem Rebbe Amori. V'yesh omrim shlosh tevos, v'yesh omrim arba tevos. In 55, he goes through the whole dirsha, brings down all the lumdus over there. V'yoter mizeh. Yesh, lo, I'm sorry, lo yaneh klal. If it's more than the amount of time, it's not long. It's two seconds, 3 seconds. If it's more than that, don't answer. Tahali bichlal amen yisoma. Because now at that point, it's an orphaned amen. It's not connected. It's too far of a gap. Uvetzibur kaim alon, da ad shekilu roi vetzibur anos amen, huadayim bichlal habracha, umutu lechol echa anos imoem. So we follow the rov, and that can stretch it out a little bit. Ayim besif yudath, bir halacha, mitzvah shem. We'll get to that in the next year. Okay, lamed hey shekilo habracha, that it's finished. Ima shliach tzibur ma'arich benigun shel ve'imru amen. Yomer hakal amen miyad. They should say it immediately. Ki hanigun, the musical notes have a hefsek. That's not the some people have a. They question these the Karabach Havdalas with all the singing in between. Okay, but not for right today's discussion, but sometimes the nigun could be a hefsek, actually. V'davka ima arich harbe b'nigun. It's a long nigun. V'davka le'inyin kaddish. This is talking about kaddish. Shekvar kila etzim ha-bakasha achar tevas bizman karib. It should happen quickly. Ola achar tevas da'amrin ma'am, we say in this world. Aval im hashliach tzibur ma'arich b'shar brachos b'sofa be'ezen nigun. But for other brachos, if he is extending it with musical notes, lo yane amen kol zman shusim es ha'etzim hateva shel habracha. So no, in that case, it's not like the kaddish. In this case, you have to actually wait till he finishes the word and say amen at that point. Okay, it shouldn't be lamed vav. Is an amen katzar, a shortened one. Mipnei shenira shedoyim alav kamasa. Makes it seem like I just want to kiddush also. Amen, say it very quickly. Ella, kadesh yuchal. It should be the amount of time to take the words. Amen, should be the amount of time to take the three words. Keo melech ne'aman. Ki zehu pirushu shel amen. Because that's what the word amen actually means. I believe in Hashem. Kenav, sevav, vehu rosh hatevis shelo. These are the rosh hatevis, the abbreviation. The aleph is for keo, the mem is for melech, and the nun is for ne'aman. So that's how long your amen should take to say those three words. Keo melech ne'aman. Okay, we'll pick up Eretz Hashem with Siv Tess in the next year.